Hello and welcome to The Sound Test Live, your weekly celebration of video game music. Used to go for about 2 hours, but now it's more like somewhere between an hour and a half. Presented by myself, Lee Tyrrell, where I will take you through a curated playlist of VGM goodness, and oh, it is good tonight. There's all sorts of great stuff on that I've unearthed, and also that's been requested, because of course listeners are welcome to request tunes wherever they like, and we've got some great things from regular listeners Thor and Ollie. So, such great stuff to get through today, because we've got the games as well. Sound Effects Showdown continues into a second round. VGM Song Fight Battle continues into a new chapter. I have one little slice of news. We're going to catch up with you guys on the question that I posed last week, and we're going to pose a whole new question to come to next week. So we've got all of this to fit in within an hour and a half before the premiere of a whole new PS1 Classics featuring myself and Dale Fowler playing Rugrats Search for Reptar. So yeah, that's Dale, who co-hosted the show with me last week and did the whole first series with me, and will be sporadically appearing throughout this series whenever or whenever he's not free. Unfortunately, he wasn't free today. He's buggered off to London, but he assures me that we might be able to do one next week together. Assures me that he might. That's still quite up in the air, isn't it? So you never know with Dale. We'll see in the future how many times he'll show up, but he will be popping up every now and then, and it'll be a nice little surprise when he does. Otherwise, we will be trying to get these things like PS1 Classics and brand new streams and stuff like that out onto YouTube whenever he's free on, like, say, a Wednesday night or something like that. We're always going to try and record something, and we're quite keen to do a brand new playthrough of Alien Isolation from the beginning to the end, and have that up on YouTube, just in case people who really liked our highlights wanted to watch us go back and do that again. So that's all on the slate. So much stuff to think about today, so apologies if I kind of stumble my way through this beginning here, because I've got so much on my mind, so much we need to get through, which just says a lot about this great show coming up. So I've decided to leave the Sound Effects Showdown until the next link, because we don't want to get overstuffed in this first bit. So I wanted to come back briefly to the question that I posed last week about looping music. I was talking about what looping tracks in video games particularly never ever bore you, no matter how much that they ever come up, however much they loop in the background. And I only got a couple of answers, but we got a couple of interesting ones, and that which we opened up the show with, Birth of the People from ActRaiser, was a great choice from a commenter on YouTube who goes by the name of VGM Very Good Music. I definitely agree with that name. And he chose Birth of the People from ActRaiser as a tune that he could listen to over and over again. And I thought that that was a particularly good choice. So we've opened up the show with that today. And we've got another one that was brought up by, and I believe it was Felix. Yes, this one was Felix on Twitter, who recommended, when it comes to looping tracks that you never ever get bored of, the Ocean General Sailing tune from Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, which again is another awesome choice. So we're going to hear that right now. But before we jump into it, I would like to say hello quickly to Ollie, Shady Lane and Thor, all joining me in the chat this evening. Hopefully we'll get some more regulars in as we go through, maybe even some new guys. I've had a couple of new guys comment, say that they might show up this evening, so you never know. So shall we just jump into it? This last kind of full stop on the conversation about looping tracks in video games that you're never bored of. Great choice by Felix, Ocean from Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. We'll be right back. Very, very nice, serene request from Thor, actually, there, that I was supposed to play last week, but I completely forgot to put it in the playlist. So, apologies for that, Thor, and we've got there eventually, and we've got another track from Thor coming up later on in this playlist. So, thank you very much for those, Thor, and don't forget, if you'd like to get your requests in, you can get in touch with me on Twitter through @greentea128, or just search Facebook for The Sound Test. You can put it in the comments, all sorts of things like that. And next up, we have the Sound Effects Showdown, and we've got lots of people in the chat getting their answers in from last week, but it's all right because we've still got time. We're going to play them one more time, listen to some music, and then we'll get into the next round. So this is going to be a very last chance for people to get their answers in on the Sound Effects Showdown. So far, it seems that we've got Shady, Ollie, I believe Lewis has answered, and VGM Very Good Music gave some answers as well. So let's just do this. This was last week's round, but this is a last chance, as I say, to get your answers in. If you're new to the show, it is a really, really simple game. I just play three sounds from three different games, and you have to guess what those sounds are and what the games are that they're from for 6 points in total. Now, you're in luck if you are new to the show, because this is the very first round of five. And after five rounds of me collecting up everybody's points, whoever's got the most wins an actual physical prize of various video game retro kind of goods that I come up with. Generally somewhere between £20 to £30 in worth. But I will personalise it for you and send that over to you as long as you are the Sound Effects victor after 5 weeks of playing. So as I say, you're in luck if you're new to the show, because this is the very first week of five. So you're not too late to start racking those points up and potentially become the king. So, three sounds, three different games. You guess what they are for a six-point haul. This is last week's sounds, though, and we'll come to this week's after some more music. I'm so, so glad that I clicked on the right one there. I usually had to rely on Shelley pointing at which one to click on in the past. Thank God I got the right one. And one last time, last chance on these sounds, and you can get in touch with me through DMs, in the chat at this point, and Facebook, as I've said, things like that. Okay, so let's let those percolate in your mind for one final time and jump straight into some music. This one was requested by Ollie, so good requests coming in today, but both me and Ollie agree that we think this one is going to please Lewis, Layer Cake from Persona 5, because we know that Lewis is a big fan. Oh my God, what a tune that this is, a potential preliminary pick of the week, purely because of the tasty, tasty bass playing, Layer Cake from Persona 5. Thank you. have yourselves a big fat slice of Predator 2, which takes me all the way back to when I used to co-host this with Dale, which must have been about a year or so ago now. We used to play Predator 2 quite a lot, and for some reason it always ended up coming out as Predator 2. So there we go. Just because Dale's been around a lot recently, Predator 2 jumped back into my mind, and I am so glad that it did. Those funky, funky tunes by Matt Furniss. It's a weird one, Predator 2, because it's actually got an excellent soundtrack. Really, really good soundtrack. But it's often kind of looked down on, even by Matt Furniss himself. He talks about it in the interview that I did with him, for the kind of not being very appropriate to the actual, like, being stalked by a predator kind of thing. But it is excellent music anyway, and I will always play Predator 2 on my show, because it's actually one of the video game soundtracks that got me into video game music in the very first place. And I've got a lot more to say on that particular subject later down the line on this show, but there's reasons for that, and we'll come to it later. What you all really want is to have your have the answers to the Sound Effects Showdown. You want to be put out of your misery with the Sound Effects Showdown. So let's just try and get through this as quickly as we can, because I can generally spend 10 to 15 minutes on this. So let's try and just steam through it. First sound was this, which was character selects from Street Fighter 2, which a couple of people got. Got a couple of blanks, though, from people that I'm surprised didn't get that. Ollie, in particular, since you guessed the next sound was from Street Fighter. How ironic, because it was, in fact, the Duck Hunt dog, which a couple of people did get. Again, got kind of pretty good answers this week. Most people are getting a good haul, although we've got four players. Last answer, which was the very last bong from the GameCube startup sound. I didn't want to put the full thing in, where it does the full run around and then ends on the bong, because that would have just been so painfully obvious. I thought anybody who had a GameCube must surely be able to get it from the ending bong. And we did get a right answer on that. I think it was Ollie who got that right. Also maybe Lewis, but let's have a look here. Where we're at with the points are, in joint last place, although we've only got four players and we've got joint places going on, so actually this is joint second place, Lewis and Ollie with 2 points. And then joint first place is Shady Lane and VGM Very Good Music with 4 points apiece. So we've got one step with 2 points and another step with 4 points to try and beat. And I am sorry if I missed anybody's points out there. In particular, I was thinking I didn't get any answers from Thor, but I am really sorry if it's my fault and I've missed something. And if so, I will retroactively give you points. But I was having to do some kind of like marathon during those two tracks to check in my emails, my DMs and my Facebook, trying to make sure that I hadn't missed anybody. So if I have missed you, just let me know and I'll retroactively give you points for that first round. As for the second round, this is what you've got ahead of you.
Attention!
And indeed, I am testing you this week.
Attention!
And one last time on this one.
Attention!
Yeah, deliberately kind of tough this week, so we'll see what people think of that. But of course, you've got a whole week to get your answers in, and I'll be playing them again next week. So just to recap very quickly, so I don't end up spending another 10 minutes on this, 3 sounds, 3 different games. You can get in touch with me throughout the week with your answers for a 6-point haul. Whoever's got the most points after 5 weeks wins a prize. So that wasn't too bad, was it? We got there in the end. Whew. Right, so lots more music to come before the eventual premiere, so I've got this timing thing over my shoulder. I need to make sure I'm not too late with anything, so it's best that we just jump into this one, which is a game I don't believe I have ever played on this show before, which is a bit of a crime, and if that's true, then I'm quite annoyed at myself. So let's just remedy it right now with the magical sound shower of Outrun.
Thank you.
three loops there at the very least through Wild Nature Blanka's theme from Street Fighter Alpha 3. I tried to avoid looping anything more than twice, so apologies for that. But since it is Wild Nature Blanka's theme from Street Fighter Alpha 3, I don't necessarily mind, because what an incredible soundtrack that game has. Already said in the chat that I strongly believe that it's the greatest Street Fighter ever made. What an incredible game. Perfect roster of characters, so many different modes, including like a kind of story, almost RPG-like world tour mode. It's so cool. Oh my god, I love that game so much. Thor has asked in the chat how old that game is. I'd estimate around 1999, maybe towards 2001-ish. I'm not too sure, but that's around the age when I was playing it. So in that kind of like right at the end of the 90s, right at the start of the noughties kind of area, I think we're talking for Street Fighter Alpha 3. What an incredible tune that is there to follow the magical sound shower from OutRun, which goes all the way back to 1986. Which is quite an incredible thing. Old arcade racing game. And I can't believe I've never played that on the show before. So what a great double bill of tunes that is. Because I am a dirty Blanka main, which I think is something that's looked down upon in the Street Fighter world. I don't really know. But I'm all about Blanka, which is why I go out of my way to play his themes wherever possible. He is easily my favourite character on Street Fighter, and it's weird because if I play as any other character, I'm really quite bollocks, like totally rubbish at Street Fighter. But for some reason with Blanka, it just all kind of comes together and you're going down. It's just that simple. And since we're on the Street Fighter train, let's stay on it for a little bit and go into the much underrated Street Fighter 3 world, which I think on the competitive scene is not underrated, but outside of the competitive scene, like, I've known people who didn't even know there was a Street Fighter 3, even though there's a Street Fighter 4. Like, they thought Alpha 3 was the third one. So this game, I think, does get a little bit forgotten about, Street Fighter 3. Just straight up. So we're going to play a tune from that, specifically from Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. You know they like to bring out brand new versions of their Street Fighters all the time. And this is a kind of hip-hop remix of, if I'm not wrong, the Character Select tune. I love this. It's going to get me in the mood. I'm ready to go with this. Let's get it on from Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
You got your options, so pick the right thing. Some choices to make, a mad ruckus to bring. I'm just hooked on it, dark bodies who want it. I don't know where you got your skills from, jump off it. Bring it on, any opponent or contender. No one can stop this, with guns and objects. As far as I'm concerned, yo, it's only one topic. Join the Street Fighters from bare hands to toxic. You're an average warrior, I'll be the master. I can teach you how to fight or move faster. One false move, kid, that'd be disaster. I'll beat you endless and continue the day after. Street Fighter 3, that's right, the third chapter. This game's for real, no lies or no actors. Pick your character, don't wanna represent your life. You start with anybody, so make your choice right.
Select and make your first pick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Choose and pick the best one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Select and make your first pick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Choose and pick the best one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Select and make your first pick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Choose and pick the best one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Select and make your first pick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Choose and pick the best one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, one box could leave you messed up and fractured. Block these uppercuts, they may leave you captured. May the best fighter win and win again. Battle to the top and
till his life ends. But if his life ends and he starts to decay, made one of his street soldiers a fence.
See you talking to the game, couldn't be talking to me. I got enough to beat and more soldiers to bury. You know we just clicked in and made you realize this game is twice as hard. You see that with your own eyes.
You're on the way to choose your type of life, cause you gotta. I tell you from now, which fighter will be the hotter. I don't think you want this one, just practice. Just challenge me when you're ready with your tactics. High punches, spin kicks, watch your back split. I see you in the air when I make your back flip.
Let's get it on now. Select and make your first pick.
Let's get it on now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Let's get it on now.
Choose and pick the best one.
Let's get it on now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get it on now.
Select and make your first pick.
Let's get it on now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Let's get it on now.
Choose and pick the best one.
Let's get it on now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get it on now.
Select and make your first pick.
Let's get it on now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Let's get it on now.
Choose and pick the best one.
Let's get it on now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get it on now.
Select and make your first pick.
Let's get it on now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Let's get it on now.
Choose and pick the best one.
Let's get it on now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A nice choice. Very, very happy with that one, because I actually only heard about the first 10 seconds or so of that when I was putting this playlist together, and I thought, you're going on, there's no question about it, because I'm absolutely sure you're gonna be fine from those 10 seconds. Yes, I just about stopped myself getting undermined by the breaking news, which happens to me all the time. Whenever I set up a breaking news, it was just about to start undermining me, but oh no, I've got your number, breaking news. Come on then. There we go. Okay, so completely forgot I had this set up, because this is actually a cool thing to talk about. Really, really cool development, actually, that took me by surprise. Now, I would imagine that the majority of my listeners are already aware of the Last of Us HBO adaptation that is to come. It's been fairly big news, and that's not what we're talking about directly on the show. I think just about everybody knows that The Last of Us is coming to our television screens, and it's actually something that I'm unable to get excited about, because I'm sorry, really sorry, I've never played it. Never, ever played The Last of Us. So I've got no opinion on it. I don't know how I feel about it. I'd really like to one day, but I kind of feel like I missed the train. But the news point that we're actually getting to with this Last of Us TV adaptation is that it is carrying over the composer from the game over to the TV series, which is something I only just read about today, which I thought was a really cool development, actually, because it was something that HBO could so easily not only bring in an established television composer, but they could go down the line of using loads of licensed music. Like, think back to famous HBO shows like Sopranos. Doesn't have a composer, it doesn't have original music, and they easily could have gone that way with The Last of Us if they wanted to, just to use a load of licensed music. Not only are they going to have an original soundtrack, but they're bringing in the original composer from the game. I thought this was a really, really cool development, and we'll definitely make sure that the music and the audio and the sound between the two has some kind of connection and feels right and feels authentic. I think that's going to be an important thing for this adaptation. You know, certain adaptations of video games, I think, don't even think about the music, haven't even thought about the original soundtrack. There are exceptions to that. But I think if you are able to make it feel authentic in the soundtrack, then you've really got something on your hands. It definitely will help draw fans in and feel more at home, at least for me. So I'm going to have to play Last of Us, let that soundtrack seep into me, then finally watch the adaptation and see how it's all developed, because I love that. It's such a fascinating thing. So let's hear the main theme from Last of Us called The Last of Us. And I have been saying the composer, because I've been putting this off for the whole time. So now I'm going to have to attempt to pronounce his name. I am so sorry. I'm sorry to everybody who has to hear this. Gustavo Santaolalla? Is that right? I don't think that's too bad, actually. Gustavo Santaolalla, who did the soundtrack to The Last of Us. And this is its main theme, to celebrate the fact that he is composing for the TV adaptation as well. Really cool.
Thank you.
that's a pick of the week right there, and a good reason why you should request tunes and get in touch with me through Twitter, where I'm at GreenT128, Facebook, The Sound Test, comments, chat, request wherever you like, and I will pick it up, because that one was chosen by Thor, and it's gone instantaneously to the spot of this week's pick of the week for me. What an incredible tune that is, man. Wow. I heard that on earlier on today when I was putting the players together, but it was on in the background. I was like having my breakfast and stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's a nice tune. Totally suits the show. But hearing that on headphones right now and like focusing on it a little bit directly into pick of the week territory. Brilliant tune. And it's not the first time that we've heard Mirror's Edge Catalyst on this show before, which is, I don't think I introduced it with my voice, just in case there are people who only listen to this and don't like look at the screen or anything. Catalyst by Solar Fields from Mirror's Edge Catalyst. God damn, as I say, that is, I think, the second tune we've played, because the last time we heard from Mirror's Edge Catalyst, also requested by you, Thor, it wasn't that the 15-minute long one, which was an absolute beast of a tune that ended, I think it might have been the first show that I did with Shelley, in case you're going through my YouTube looking for it. Go back and look for the first show I did with Shelley. I might be wrong. But yeah, massive 15-minute tune from Mirror's Edge Catalyst. That was just absolutely amazing. So everything I've heard from that game has blown me away. Again, it's not one that I've played, but that's exactly why you should request tunes, because it lets me hear things that I wouldn't necessarily even think of. I try, when I curate my playlists and pick the tunes myself, I try to go out of my purview a little bit and look for things that I've never played and look for things that are really famous that I might not have ever even thought of. But the curveballs that you guys throw me with requests amazes me every time, so don't stop them coming. And if you're a new listener, I want to hear what you've got. Rambling deliberately because I need to make up time. I'm looking at my playlist. I'm worried that I haven't got quite enough time to go up to the premiere of the Rugrats thing that we've got going on, when at first I thought I might run over. So we'll probably be doing some kind of 10-minute wildcard thing at the end. We'll see. I'm not really sure what's going on with timings. We'll just have to play it by ear. But we've got something from Ollie in case we do jump into a wildcard section at the end. We'll see. Again, have to see. It's all about the clock. Because we've got the VGM Songfight Battle to do next, which is always good for a little bit of rambling. But I'll try and make it as succinct as possible, because obviously the regular listeners have to listen to this over and over again. The VGM Songfight Battle is where we pit up two tracks against each other and you pick which one was your favourite in a poll I put up on Twitter. And then the winner goes up against a new track the next week. Unless it's won three times in a row, and then it gets made a kind of sound test Hall of Famer. And what I think really makes the VGM Songfight special is that we're attempting to run a story throughout the whole thing and tell a tale that's unfolding with a new chapter each week. So where we're at this week, because there's a whole backstory that you can get fully up to date with on my Twitter, so I don't have to go through the whole backstory. There'll be a link for that in the description eventually. You can go back and read every little chapter in a tiny little succinct thing. So I can jump straight into where we are right now, which is with the Dimensional Rift device still being hidden in the Lost Woods, which is where Master Hand stowed it for a true warrior to come along and unearth it and take down the main big bad guy of this whole piece, Sephiroth. We've already had Dr. Robotnik attempt to get the Dimensional Rift device, failed. We've already had Steve from Minecraft not attempting to get it, but might have drifted across it, however he didn't, because of how you guys voted this week. So this week is the very last chance for someone to come across the Dimensional Rift device before the Lost Woods from Zelda becomes a Hall of Famer. And it is such a great tune. Saria's song from the Celtic Link album by Eamon Noon and the DIT Traditional Irish Music Ensemble. That's what we're going to hear representing the Lost Woods in its very, very last round, up against this week, Undercurrent by Jammy Cyber from Braid. So I'm thinking it's Tim, isn't it, from Braid, as waltzed his way into the Lost Woods, because actually there are some kind of Lost Woods, kind of foresty areas in Braid, which is one of my favourite games of all time. I adore it. And I was also thinking, if Tim is able to win this one, then not only will he have a dimensional rift device, but he will also have some pretty amazing time powers. As anybody who's played Braid knows, it's all about time and messing with time, going backwards and forwards, and there's this huge revelation about the way time runs at the very end of the game. That's amazing. Totally blew my mind when I played it. So I was just thinking, if Tim wins this, he will be a kind of ultra dude with both super time abilities and dimensional rift abilities. And I actually think he might be a pretty good hero for this eventual clash that might be coming up with Sephiroth. But of course, it's up to you guys, and we'll see how you vote in the poll, which I promise I will put up on Twitter. So first up, Saria's Song from The Celtic Link, and then Undercurrents from Braid.
Round one. Thank you. 2.
Thank you.
So, is Tim the hero of the day who will unearth the dimensional rift device and take on Sephiroth face to face? Although he is a little diminutive dude in his little suit and red tie, combined with time and dimensional rift powers, he might just have the skills to take down Sephiroth. But again, it is up to you guys, the listeners, to vote on that poll on Twitter. Make the decision yourselves. Will the Lost Woods, Saria's song represented there, become a Hall of Famer for the sound test and kind of have the grass grow over the dimensional rift device so we don't come back to it in, say, season 18 or something like that? Or will Tim find it and be the guy to take down Sephiroth and we'll continue on that story strand? We'll find out next week. Up to you guys. So we're approaching the end of the playlist that I actually had curated, which means we will definitely have to do a little bit of wild card before 8:30 and the Rugrats premiere, which if you are around for, hopefully should be a lot of fun. If you enjoyed the alien thing last week, it's still just me and Dale pissing around. And if you are not in live, go over to my YouTube and check it out if you like. It is actually the fifth in a series of PS1 classics in which we play all sorts of PlayStation 1 classics. But this is the first time where I kind of get a little bit infuriated by the game, so you've got that coming as well. So the last main thing that I wanted to talk about on this show before we play the last few tracks that I've got in mind is to pose the question to you guys. I like asking you guys the question and getting some of your thoughts, like we've had on the looping tracks and the silence. I've decided the way we'll do it now is I'll pose the question at the end of the show and then we'll come back to it next week, and guys can get in touch with me through comments and through Twitter and things like that with any thoughts that they might have pertaining to this particular question, and we'll get some of your thoughts out on the show next week. So this is your chance to put forth some of your own ideas to talk about on the show. So this week, what I wanted to talk about was tracks that got us into VGM, because I thought that was something that basically everybody in this chat, everybody who comes to the show regularly, can talk about, because of course we are all big VGM nuts. And I want to hear the tunes, the games, whatever it was that got you thinking about VGM, that got you appreciating music in games and seeing it as its own separate entity, because you're all going to have completely different answers, and I can't wait to see what we've got. We've already, Shady Lane has already chucked one into the chat, which I can't say because we're going to wait. We're going to save all these up into a little basket, talk about it next week. All of you guys, founding inspirations when it comes to loving VGM, and why are you here? Why are you here to enjoy this show week after week and share this VGM with me? There were games that got you into this. There were tunes that fired it off, because God knows they were for me. And that's what we're going to play right now, getting close to the end of the show. We're going to play Forest Interlude from Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Conquest, because everybody who comes to this show regularly knows I go insane for the Donkey Kong Country soundtracks, particularly Diddy's Conquest. What an almost perfect soundtrack that is by David Wise. And Forest Interlude, for me, I still to this day cannot believe that it was coming out of the Super Nintendo. Those sounds are just unbelievable. They're so gorgeous. They're so full. And I actually can't wait to share this with you, because I specifically remember hearing this come out of the Super Nintendo when I was a kid and thinking, that's a cool sound. Like literally like 8 or 7 years old and thinking, that sounds damn cool. And I really didn't care about music otherwise. So this is definitely a tune that made me start thinking about VGM. So I hope you enjoy it. It's pretty classic. You'll probably have heard it before. Got some great answers in the chat already about this question. Can't wait to hear your thoughts next week. Forest Interlude from David Wise. Thank you. Ruins from Unreal, not Unreal Tournament, but Unreal, the original first-person shooter, simply titled Unreal. And what a dank, dank tune that is. Pretty much finishing up the curated show requested by Ollie. So thanks for that, Ollie. And he's put through some great information through in the chat about apparently the music for Unreal was all written with Scream Tracker 3, which was used to write mod tunes, dot mods, for Amigas and things like that generally. So it is proper like demo scene mod tracks, as he said. Although I think the game was a little bit after that, wasn't it? So I think that that's what's interesting about it, that even though it was probably right on the cusp of like PC gaming with discs and things like that, like actual CDs, that it was still using like mods and things like that, which is now a much beloved way of composing VGM. We haven't had any Amiga or anything like that on the show today, so we'll have to come back to that next week. I love myself an Amiga mod, which reminds me there was an update about the Amiga Rocks album from Fastloaders that they were kickstartering a while back. So I'm going to have to look into that and see if there's anything I can play from that next week, because that would be amazing. So what we're going to do is I was going to finish up the show with this track from Final Fantasy XV by Yoko Shimomura called Safe Haven, which was actually requested by Shady ages ago. And the reason why I didn't include it was because I had played it quite recently, but there's been enough of a gap now. And the other reason why I wanted to play this is because it was International Women's Day recently. And I kind of wanted to celebrate who is often called the queen of video game music, and is whenever female video game composers are brought up, is usually Yoko Shimomura. So I kind of wanted to commemorate belatedly, of course, that International Women's Day with a little bit of celebration of Yoko Shimomura. However, I don't want it to all be about her. Of course, celebrate all female video game composers. We've had Ema Noon on the show this week, particularly jumping into my mind, people like Evelyn Novakovic / Fisher, probably because I've interviewed her, but also because her music's amazing and so crazily underrated. And there's just so many incredible female composers out there. Chipsall comes straight to my mind. Laura Shigihara, of course. We should be celebrating, of course, this International Women's Day, even though I'm several days late to it. I think it was Monday or something like that. Who cares? Either way, celebrating all female composers here on the show, and I'm sure almost all of them would be pleased to be represented by Yoko Shimomura, who, if David Wise is kind of the king of VGM over here, I guess Yoko Shimomura could be the queen. I need to figure out some actual VGM royalty at some point and figure out where everyone is, because of course Matt Furness is king of the Mega Drive, we know that. Well, yeah, of course, Yoko Shimomura. We're not going to jump straight into that, though, because we need to listen to the sound effects one more time. Thank you for digging me out of that whole sound effects, which is where we listen to three different sounds from three different games, and you guess what they are for a six-point haul. After 5 weeks, whoever's got the most points wins a physical hamper of goods. This is week two, and it's a really difficult one.
Attention!
See, I could have cut that middle sound down, but I deliberately decided to leave it in its entirety.
Attention!
And one final time.
Attention!
Probably the longest and possibly the most difficult sound effect showdown we've ever had on the show. I will concede that. So well done to anyone in advance who manages to net good points on that. And I'm excited to see the guesses that we get. So let's jump straight into Safe Haven from Yoko Shimomura. And then we're going to go into Fugue State from Wolfpack, which was requested by Ollie in case we did a wildcard section. And we are indeed. We've got just a little bit of time left to nip that in there for you, Ollie. And I'm interested to hear this, actually, because Wolfpack are a band who have been recommended to me several times by a friend who I greatly respect, and I've never actually gone on and listened, so I'm really interested to hear that. But first up, of course, representing all women in video games, Yoko Shimomura, Safe Haven.
Thank you.
Well, that's a pretty awesome tune, Ollie. Nice one. And I've just popped back in at the end to say goodbye and thank you, because I completely forgot to do that courtesy right before leaping into Yoko Shimomura. I was too busy thinking, oh God, you fucked up that VGM royalty bit, didn't you? But whatever, back now to say goodbye and thank you very much for joining me for the show. Luckily, I don't think I stumbled too much until we got right until the end. Hope to see you in the Rugrats thing. Bye for now.